Hello and welcome to our podcast brought to you by Citizens Advice Flintshire.
I'm your host, Dylan Evans, and today I have a special guest in Sarah Walker. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, nice to be here.
How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, good, thanks.
So today we're going to discuss volunteering.
Yeah.
A key aspect in your life, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And we're going to get to know you a little bit better. So why don't we start off with your history and Citizens Advice?
Yeah, sure. I was actually working in a estate agent's part-time. And I kind of always wanted to be involved in Citizens Advice and work for Citizens Advice. I was aware of you guys and the work that you did. But I wasn't sure of the best route in. And I was on my way to do a viewing of a property, actually, and you had a big banner outside the main office in Mould. And you were recruiting at the time for volunteers. And I thought, that's interesting. Maybe that's the way in. Maybe that's how you get in. And so I applied. And yeah, that's kind of how I came to be a volunteer with Citizens Advice.
And when was this around? What year was this?
About 4 years ago now.
4 years ago. It's probably one of my banners that I made.
Probably. Yeah, it probably was. So there you go. It had the desired effect.
Yeah. And 4 years later, here we are talking on a podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So what was the process like when you seen this banner? Kind of what, you got in touch with us through the website or?
I think so. Yeah. I think it may have been through the website, or maybe even given you a call and had a pack sent out to me.
Was it kind of scary? I mean, obviously you never know people's perceptions of an organization until you're on the outside yourself.
Yeah.
So have you got any insight for people what it's like coming into this new organization, having not a lot of idea as to what it's like? What were the people like?
Brilliant. Really, really good. I found it to be really friendly. It is a really friendly organization. Everybody kind of supports each other and helps each other out brilliantly and quite relaxed as well. I wasn't sure. I remember coming in for my training sessions thinking, how do I do this? How do I dress? Because my history had been quite corporate. I worked for Liverpool City Council for a little bit. I've been an estate agent where you spend a lot of your time sort of very dressed up. And I thought, I don't get the feel that that's this sort of an organisation. You know, don't feel like it's got a corporate tone to it, which it hasn't at all. You know, I remember Soph doing my interview with Julie and she came in this sort of check shirt and her jeans. And I thought, right, that's where we're going. It's not like a really formal of it, which is great, because when you meet people from all different walks of life and all different backgrounds, the last thing you want to do is come across as being sort of very austere, and you want to put them at ease. You want to make them feel like, well, yeah, we're one of you, basically. We've had these same issues. We've maybe come into the service as well. I mean, my first experience of the service was actually coming in for advice myself way before I even volunteered. I was going through a divorce and needed some help and advice with regard to that, and sort of came in there and I thought, yeah, this is the kind of organisation I would really like to work for eventually. And then got in as a volunteer. So yeah, that was kind of my inroad into being here, really.
Okay, so there is a lot of people that say that. They say, you know, I came to the service, I got help, and then I wanted to give back and I decided, hey, I'm going to try volunteering. So what was your training like as a volunteer?
Really good, really thorough and in-depth. And I can see how I think people have a bit of a perception of volunteering as it's maybe going to be not necessarily easy, but it's going to be quite straightforward. And it's not necessarily like that, because there's so many different aspects of work that we do. It is quite a full-on process, I'd say. There's a lot to it. The training's very comprehensive. But when you think what you can do with that level of training after, in terms of a future career or in terms of developing your volunteering even, it's well worth it. You know, it might be a bit daunting at first. You might sort of get the application pack and come in and do your training and think, oh, wow, it's quite full on. But yeah, I think my approach to it was always like it was a job anyway. I never really approached it with a volunteer head on. I always approached it as, if you're wanting a job at the end of this, or you're wanting this to start off your career path, you've got to go into it with the right sort of attitude. You need to go into it with the attitude of, I'm being professional about it. And yes, it's volunteering for now, but it could lead somewhere else. So, but yeah, I think, you know, there's lots of different strands to it for sure. So it was really comprehensive. I was quite surprised how comprehensive it was, but yeah, it covered all aspects of, you know, people's lives, really. Debt, education, employment, health, you know, all kinds of consumer issues. There's a bit of everything there for, you know, to pique anyone's interest who was interested in volunteering for a service like ours, for sure.
Yeah, and as we know, over time, advice needs, they've always changed. But there's a lot of constants there, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's the debt, there's the benefits, there's employment, those things, they seem to be a constant need for advice anyway.
Definitely, yeah.
So you were telling me away from this podcast before that you were a single mum.
Yeah.
You were looking to get back into work and you decided, hey, I'm going to try volunteering.
Mm.
Tell us a little bit about that. What was it like balancing home life and volunteering at the same time?
It worked really well for me. I sort of did one day a week, which was great. It was kind of like getting my feet back in the water of being in the jobs market, really. I mean, yeah, I'd done a bit with the estate agency side of things. I'd done that sort of part-time, kind of as a Saturday girl in a strange way, and really enjoyed it, but I needed something more solid. I needed to build some sort of a career and decided that I wasn't really very good at selling. I was fabulous at showing people around amazing houses, and I loved doing that side of it and the sort of talking to prospective buyers and that kind of thing. But when it came to the hardcore selling, it really wasn't my cup of tea. I like advice. I like talking to people. I like helping people. So it was kind of like the natural progression. But yeah, it is a bit of a juggling act, but it's not impossible. And I think volunteering, if you're a single mum who's stuck for time, who's got children and a house to think about and all the rest of it, I think volunteering is a really good way to develop your confidence and your skills and get your skill set back. I mean, when I came to interview for the job I ended up getting here, that was the first interview I'd had in like 12 years, I think. I'd been raising my kids and, yeah, done sort of the Saturday stuff at the estate agents, but I didn't really have a full-on interview as such for that. So this was my first experience of going back into the jobs world. And the volunteering is definitely a good inroad into that, I think. And it's not impossible. It takes a bit of juggling. And if you've got support in the background of your life, I think that helps massively. But you can do it, you know, and you can build a career out of it. That's exactly what I've done. I was a bit on a mission to do it, I suppose. But yeah, it was definitely doable. Yeah.
Well, we've not really touched upon your current role right now. So can you tell our listeners what it is you do here at Citizens Advice now that you're in paid employment?
Yeah, I do casework support for the debt team predominantly, and I support the admin team as well. So it's anything from answering the phones to clients to getting in touch with creditors on the debt side of things, talking to clients, our debt clients, writing letters for the debt team and getting them posted out. It's anything secretarial based that you can think of that they need doing. That's what I do. And there's, I think, about 5 or 6 maybe even now caseworkers that I look after in that way. And it's great. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's fantastic.
And is there a reason why you moved towards debt? Is there a particular passion for debt advice?
No, not necessarily. It's funny, really, because the casework support role came up, and it was not just supporting the debt team at the time, it was also supporting the benefits caseworkers. So I got to see a bit of both, and then the role changed slightly because, as you were saying before, the main pillars of advice are always there, sort of debt, benefits, employment, but the nature of that changes depending on what's going on in the outside world and what factors are influencing that. So I kind of moved naturally over to doing more debt casework support. So that's how I ended up kind of working with the debt team. If you'd have said to me sort of 20 years ago when I was in school, are you going to be on the debt team one day in Citizens Advice doing casework support for them? I'd go, are you serious? Are you having a laugh? Because my maths was not my strong point. Anything to do with money or figures was not really my thing. So if you'd have said that to me, I would have gone, nah, there's no way I'll be doing that. So yeah, it's funny how life works out. But yeah, I love it. I do love it. It's great. And the law side comes into it a little bit because that's what I've got my degree in. And that does come in slightly. So yeah, it is. It's funny how things work out.
Brilliant. So just touching on that, it's an interesting topic you just brought up there. So the skills people need in order to volunteer, in order to progress, to go on and have a career. What do you think volunteers need as a basic level of skill in order to come and volunteer here?
I think you've got to be great with people, be able to get on with and mix with people from all different walks of life in all different situations, because you never know what issue the next person who comes through the door is going to have that you might need to help them with. You need to be a great listener, a brilliant communicator, They're all life skills, really. If you think about it, they're all skills that we've all got and we've all developed from being in school. You're just taking it that step further and putting it into a sort of very public role. But I think if you've got those as the basics, that's what you need, really. Patience. Yeah, just to really be empathetic as well, I think, to what people are going through and relate to what people are going through in their day-to-day lives. And I think that's why a lot of people who volunteer with us have had some experience of us as an organisation in their own lives. Because I definitely think that helps. You know, you've had that kind of help. You know the kind of issues and the kind of things that are going to come up for people. So you're geared up already in a way to help them. And I think if you generally like helping people and you're interested in people, then it's definitely the kind of role for you. Absolutely.
And we've had so many volunteers that go on to have careers both outside and inside Citizens Advice.
Yeah.
I mean, our own operations manager, we've done a podcast with her recently. She started off as a cleaner.
Right.
And then she moved over to do some volunteer work and then became a caseworker and then moved up to management. She's now, we say, second in command almost as the operational manager.
Brilliant.
Which is crazy, really, isn't it? If you think, then I've seen so many people come into the organization with aspirations of, you know, I want to go off and be a solicitor, and they do 6 months volunteering or 12 months volunteering, and then they go and do, you know, whatever they want to set. Today we've got Alistair as well, who's now in politics, I think, isn't he?
He is, for local government. He's ran for local government, I think.
Yeah, which is crazy, isn't it? Because it was only 12 months ago, maybe 18 months ago, he was sat in the office with us and he's there helping clients, volunteering.
Absolutely. Well, I got Alistair's job, funnily enough, when I applied for the casework support role. It was Alistair's job. Alistair did my initial training with me.
So he was actually a volunteer, then he got a paid job, and then
he
went off.
Then he moved to debt caseworker. So he sort of followed, if you like, the natural career progression. But I think, you know, when opportunities come up here, it's great because you don't necessarily have to feel pigeonholed into, I've come in and done this role, so now there's only one stream I can go. It's not like that at all. Loads of things will open up. Your skills will be really transferable between multiple roles. And I like that about the organisation, that it's not, you can only come in on this level and you can only achieve this. It's not like that at all. It's like you were saying about Julie, you know, it's, you can come in literally bottom rung and work your way all the way up if that's how you're geared up, if that's what you're wanting to do. And that's brilliant. But yeah, we've had quite a few people come through and sort of volunteer and then go off and then work for us and then go off and then do other things as well. So it's brilliant. I think if you were in uni looking to get some of the experience that everyone goes on about when you're in uni, and it's hard for people coming out of university, I think, and I've been there myself, where you start applying for jobs and nothing's coming up because you get stuck in this cycle of, you haven't got any experience, we need to have some experience. Volunteer, it's the perfect way to do it, and do it for an organisation like ours, because there's so many different skill sets that you will develop and use, and things that you'll learn because the training is so good that you can apply them in loads of different roles in life, either within the organisation or outside of it, corporate, charities, you know, third sector, whatever. There's loads of different routes that you can go. So if you're looking to get some experience, it's kind of the perfect way to do it, in a way, I think.
And if you had, I'm going to ask you a really difficult question now.
Go on.
If you had one bit of advice, if you could just summarize the one bit of advice to any person who's thinking about volunteering for us, what would you say to them?
I'd just say, go for it. Do it. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work out, then there'll be, I always think that everything happens for a reason. And if it doesn't work out, maybe it's not meant to be for you, but you'll never know if you don't give it a go. So yeah, give it a shot, get your application form in, do it and see where it can take you, because you never know. And even if you come in thinking, oh, I haven't got a lot of confidence for this, I don't know whether it's going to work out, you will get all those skills built up, will help you develop those skills. And we're a friendly bunch as well. So yeah, I'd definitely say, come and give it a shot and give volunteering a go.
You think we're a friendly bunch?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course you all are. Yeah. And I bake great cakes as well, so yeah.
Yes, for those of you that don't know, Sarah is our kind of cake, office cake baker.
Resident baker.
Yeah, we have a WhatsApp group, don't we?
Yeah.
Where all the staff and volunteers can all kind of stay connected outside of work, socialise and all that. And just recently someone posted a cake in our Deeside office that you dropped off today.
So it's a really friendly organization to work for. Everyone's very supportive, and you'll get lots of help to get where you want to go, and lots of career development opportunities and stuff as well. So yeah, absolutely give it a shot. Why not? You've got absolutely nothing to lose. That's kind of how I felt coming into it. I just thought, I'm at the point where I can't sell houses anymore because I'm not really that great at it. I need to find something else to do quick. And yeah, it was a great inroad for me. So yeah, give it a shot. That's what I'd say.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time with us today. If anybody is interested in volunteering, we have a website, www.flintshirecab.org.uk. You'll find all the information on there for volunteering. And hopefully, if you apply, you'll be meeting Sarah and maybe working with her. So thank you very much, Sarah.
You're welcome. No problem at all. Thanks.